Welcome to History Impact. If you enjoy the content, consider subscribing. We post every week and we welcome any feedback. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Imagine a colossal tower rising above the horizon of the Mediterranean, its flame burning day and night, guiding ships to one of the greatest cities of the ancient world, Alexandria. Built over 2,000 years ago, the lighthouse of Alexandria wasn't just a marvel of engineering. It was a symbol of human ambition, a beacon of knowledge, and one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. But how was it built? Why did it disappear? And what traces of it remain today? This is the story of the legendary lighthouse that lit the way for centuries before vanishing beneath the waves. To understand the lighthouse, we must start with Alexandria itself. In 331 BCE, Alexander the Great founded the city that bore his name. Strategically located on Egypt's Mediterranean coast, Alexandria was meant to be a cultural and commercial hub, linking the Greek world to Egypt and beyond. After Alexander's death, his general Ptolemy seized control of Egypt and made Alexandria the capital of his new kingdom. Under the Ptolemies, Alexandria flourished. It became home to the famous Library of Alexandria, countless scholars and booming trade. But the coastline was treacherous. Shallow waters, hidden reefs, and frequent storms made navigation dangerous. Ptolemy had a bold vision: build a structure so large and so luminous it could guide ships safely to harbour. That vision would become the Pharos of Alexandria. Construction of the lighthouse began around 297 BCE under Ptolemy and was completed during the reign of his son, Ptolemy II, around 280 BCE. The lighthouse was built on Pharos Island, a small island connected to the mainland by a causeway called Heptastion. The structure itself was unprecedented in scale and ambition. Sources estimate it took between 100 to 130 meters tall, making it one of the tallest man-made structures in the world for many centuries. It was made of large, light-coloured stone blocks, likely limestone, held together with molten lead to withstand sea corrosion and earthquakes. The design was tiered. The base was square, rising in a wide, solid foundation. Above that stood an octangle middle section, and then a circular tower topped with a blazing beacon. Mirrors, possibly made of polished bronze, reflected sunlight by day. At night, fires were lit, producing a constant glow. At the very top stood a statue, probably of Zeus or Poseidon, gazing over the sea. This was not just a lighthouse, it was a technological and architectural miracle. The Lighthouse of Alexandria quickly gained legendary status. Ancient writers marvelled at its brilliance. Sailors could spot the beacon from over 50 kilometres away, a lifeline in uncertain seas. It became a symbol of Alexandria's greatness. Just as the library housed the world's knowledge, the lighthouse lit the way to it. Its inclusion as one of the seven wonders of the ancient world was well deserved. Unlike some of the other wonders, like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, whose very existence is disputed, the lighthouse was real, functional, and widely documented. The very word Pharos became synonymous with lighthouse. Even today, many languages derive their word for lighthouse from it, like Faro in Spanish or Phare in French. But as centuries passed, nature and time took their toll. The Lighthouse of Alexandria stood for over 1,500 years, but no structure, no matter how great, is immune to disaster. The region around Alexandria is seismically active. Between the 10th and 14th centuries, the lighthouse suffered repeated damage from a series of powerful earthquakes. The first major blow came in 956 CE, followed by even more devastating quakes in 1303. These final tremors caused massive portions of the structure to collapse. By the late 1300s, Arab travellers described the lighthouse as little more than ruins. Some of its stones were salvaged and were used to build Fort Quaigbe, a Mamluk fortress constructed in 1477 on the very same island. Ironically, this military outpost helped preserve what was left of the lighthouse's base. For centuries, the exact location and remains of the lighthouse of Alexandria faded from memory, shrouded by water and myth. But that wasn't the end of the story. In the 1990s, a French-Egyptian archaeological team led by Jean-Yves Empereur began underwater explorations around the site of the fort. What they found was astonishing. Scattered beneath the waves were massive stone blocks, columns and statues, some over 20 tons in weight. Many scholars believe these are the remnants of the lighthouse's collapsed upper tiers. Among the ruins were carvings of pharaohs and possibly fragments of the towering statue that once stood atop the beacon. The site is now a protected underwater archaeological park, and there have been discussions of turning it into an underwater museum. For the first time in over 600 years, the pieces of the lighthouse of Alexandria had re-emerged, silent witnesses to a time when the ancient world dared to build into the sky. Even in ruins, the lighthouse of Alexandria casts a long shadow. It set the standard for lighthouse designs for centuries. Its structure, tiered, monumental and functional, was imitated in medieval Islamic architecture and echoed in European design during the Renaissance. Its symbolic meaning persists, a beacon in the dark, a guide to the unknown. In 2015, UNESCO proposed a plan to rebuild or digitally reconstruct the lighthouse near its original location. While progress has been slow, interest in the project remains strong, part of a broader fascination with recovering the lost grandeur of the ancient world. Today, only six of the original seven wonders still stand in fragments or memory, but none was as directly useful, as visible, or as enduring as the lighthouse of Alexandria. A lighthouse doesn't just warn of danger, it invites us to move forward, to brave the sea, to seek knowledge and light. The pharos of Alexandria was exactly that, a symbol of human vision that continues to shine long after its fires went out.